Welcome to the Katagalan Project. This is your host, Ali Thea. On November 30th, 2013, supporters of traditional marriage, people who believe that marriage consists strictly of a man and a woman, gathered at the Katagalan Boulevard in Taipei. They were there to oppose any changes in the law that would allow gay couples to marry and form families. During the rally, placards evidently showed how these people felt: that children should only be raised by one father and one mother, that homosexuality is unnatural, that they are fundamentally different in their capacity as parents, siblings, and as human beings in general. The organizers claimed 350,000 people attended the rally. At the same time that the rally was going on, actors were rehearsing at the National Theater of Bew Street South. It was a group of young men, stage actors, plus a handful of veteran film and TV thespians. Using fold-out chairs as place markers, the actors danced and flipped around them to music, expressing emotions through their movements. They were rehearsing for a play based on the 1983 classic Nie Zi by author Bai Xianyong, translated as Crystal Boys in the English edition. Perhaps not coincidentally, Crystal Boys is a story about homosexuality. It follows the journey of Ah Qing, a student who runs away from his father and enters the world of Taipei's gay subculture, centered around the Lotus Pond at the New Park. The difference is that Ah Qing grew up in the 1970s, during martial law, where there is no freedom of expression, much less freedom of sexuality. Dedicated to the kids who have nowhere to go but wander alone in the darkest night, Crystal Boys tackles the collective struggle of a group of youngsters ostracized by the society because of their sexual orientation. In addition to Ah Qing, played by longtime theater and film actor Mo Ziyi, and Ah Qing's father, played by veteran TV and film actor Lu Yilong, there is Master Yang, the band of boys' chief, played by Taiwanese traditional opera actress Tang Mieyun, and a host of young men who each has a story to tell. Crystal Boys will open at the National Theater on February 7th and run until February 16th, only 2 months after the anti-gay marriage rally. Our news director, Betty Wong, and public relations director, Christy Pan, went to a press conference a few weeks ago and interviewed the cast, the director, and Mr. Bai himself.
I think this is a great time to put this story on stage. Because why does the LGBT issue have to be so sharply divisive? Can we turn this issue, their stories, into an art form, a performance, so through the storytelling, people can try to understand each other? I think that's the biggest meaning for the Nie Zi stage production.
That was director Cao Ruiyuan when we asked him how putting on this play will now affect Taiwan's audience. He continued.
我觉得台湾人是很幸福的。我们可以在一个这样一个国家剧院的剧场里头，然后去看这样一个同志的故事，然后他我们大家可以用一个艺术的形式，在一个对话去互相彼此了解。我觉得这是非常非常棒的事情。I think as Taiwanese are very blessed, we can come to the nation's top stage to watch a story about homosexuality and use the arts as a way to dialogue and to better understand each other. I think that's just wonderful.
It has not always been like this. 10 years ago, Tao had already adapted Crystal Boys into a television miniseries for the public television service. Even though the series was critically acclaimed, it did not receive a wide viewership and was perhaps even a little bit ahead of its time. We ask him, how have things changed after 10 years?
就是艺术形式不一样，其实就是舞台的形式就基本上跟当时的电视剧就做法对对工作的过程也不太一样。那只是说，我觉得就整个经过这10年呢，也许我自己对自己人物更有一些体会，更有一些感受，可能因为你经历了一些自己一些也经历了一些生命的过程。 那我觉得另外就是我很感激，就是整个台湾社会更开放。其实，在10年前的《孽子》电视剧的时候，还是有很多也不敢演。那可是我觉得，因为也是因为10年前的电视剧，那个电视剧它成功了，那也改变了大家对整个社会改变对同志的一些看法，多多少少。然后这一次我在选择角色的时候，其实就没有这个问题，说有人不想演不敢演，甚至很多人。
The art forms are different. The stage is different from television. As for the 10 years, I have more to relate to the characters because I have gone through more things in life. I am also grateful that the entire Taiwanese society is more open. Actually, 10 years ago, many actors had reservations playing gay characters. And I think because we successfully put the TV series together, and the society has changed how it sees our LGBT friends. So when I was casting for the play, we actually had a lot of interest. I think that's good. I think that's progress.
And how are the actors dealing with the material, both in 2003 and in 2014? How has it been different understanding what the characters are thinking and feeling?
其实这一点也是跟我当时在做电视剧的时候，我也害怕我不了解同志的心情，同志的一个生活。那事实上，我那时候就带了一批小孩，那个杨佑宁啊、张孝全的那批人，到一些 gay bar 去实习，去做田野调查，去跟他们聊天啊这样子。可是我后来发现我没有收获，那几天。 我发现我是完全没有收获，那我突然明白说，我应该可以拍这个片子，为什么？我突然明白都是一样的，人的里头的爱恨情仇焦虑，等待都一样的那种，在爱情里头，人性都一样，只是他爱恋的对象不一样，所以我。
Actually, when I was shooting the TV series, I was also very afraid that I didn't understand their feelings and their lives. So I took the cast to a few gay bars to do field research, if you will. But we didn't get anything out of it. And then I realized, I can actually do this. I realized that we are really all just the same. Our love, our hate, our lusts, our anxieties, our hopes, our human nature are all the same. So I became confident that sexuality is not the whole story, that human nature is within us and is all the same.
One of the issues highlighted in the story is the entanglement between father and son. And we talked to actor Lu Yilong, who plays the protagonist's soldier father. He said that he could relate to the father because he himself comes from a military family where expectations were on him to follow traditional steps.
这个角色碰到儿子啊，是这么样的这个有问题的话，其实这个父亲心里面已经非常难过。为什么呢？他在大陆打仗，然后呢又被俘虏，被拔阶，差不多是个上校就拔成中校，中校就变少校。 这种打击又被俘虏过，来到撤退到台湾之后，他等于说他的军旅生活就没有希望，是多大的一个打击。对军人来说的话，是一个很大的打击。到了台湾娶了一个本省籍的老婆，老婆又跑了，他跟那个喇叭手有没有？哎，那一家歌舞团的喇叭手他又跑掉了，这又是一种打击。把所有的希望放在儿子身上，希望他能够去读军校。 希望他能够传承衣钵， 没有想到，不但没有传承，而且居然是在性向方面，在那个时代，如果说有这种同性恋这种问题的话，是不敢跟人家去讲的。但现在是比较阳光化、透明化，那个时候偷偷摸摸的。
This character, this father, must be suffering on the inside. He was a soldier in China, and was captured and stripped of his rank. After retreating to Taiwan, his military life was basically over. As a soldier, it must have been painful. After he married a Taiwanese woman, she too ran away. He put all of his hopes on his son to go to military school to inherit his profession, but he turned out to be gay. At that time, it wasn't something you could tell other people.
At the end, when we zoom even closer from street view into each character's life, they are more complicated than the labels we give them. Whether it was a young man just discovering himself, or a father losing everything around him, the stories run deeper than slogans on placards. In the 1970s, the world was about to change, and Taiwan was going to never be the same. But hold that thought. When we come back, we talk about the challenges facing theaters in Taiwan. We return after the break. Welcome back to the Katagalan Project. I'm your host, Ali Thea. We have been talking about gay rights, the gay subculture in Taiwan, and a new theater production of the novel Crystal Boys, written by author Bai Xianyong in 1983. Making art about homosexuality is already a challenge, but the medium of a stage play adds its own layer of unique difficulties.Lu talks about the lack of funding as a major issue in Taiwan's theater.
人家做一个舞台剧可以花到一千万或者是两千万，也许是人民币，也许是美金。我们能够抓到一千万台币都已经偷笑了。那么在这种情况之下呢，你请不到好的演员，你没有好的这个所谓的软体啦、硬体啦这些配合的话，你就做不出东西来。因为拍电影、拍电视、演舞台剧、拍广告。他的最基本的一个就是花钱，不花钱就做不出东西来。
Someone else out there can put on a stage production for $10 million, maybe in renminbi, maybe in US dollars. Here, we're lucky if we can get $10 million in Taiwanese dollars. With this kind of situation, you can't really afford to hire good actors, and you don't have the software and the hardware you need. With anything like TV, like movies, stage, commercials, the basic requirement is your funding.Without the money, you can't really have anything good.
Speaking a bit more in depth about the development of theater in Taiwan, however, Mo Ziyi, the lead actor who plays A Qing, says that theater in Taiwan faces the same challenges as theaters globally.
算是比较萧条的，然后这个状况其实持续了一阵子，就是虽然偶尔会有一些，譬如说可能会有几年的时间，又有一些新的团出来，然后大家开始注意，开始热络起来，但是这种情况都不是持续下去。
When I first entered the field of stage acting, that was about 1994. At the time, the theater grew rapidly because of the lifting of martial law, but later because of a number of factors.Including things that all theaters around the world have been facing, like the impact from television and movies, and whether the government has the ability or the desire to help with artistic creation. So in the late 1990s, the theater in Taiwan was in a sort of recession, if you will. the recession continued for a while. Even though you might have a few years where new group forms and things got busier, but they weren't sustained.
But he is still optimistic because
这几年我是觉得，一是因为台湾表演艺术培育的人才，然后二是因为很多很多前辈们，他们在也许没有了舞台，或者是说也许没有办法继续做这一行之后，他们转而去培育了很多很多的新生代，然后这些新生代到现在就已经进入了剧场界，开始成为慢慢的可以成为中流砥柱。然后因为台湾的自由跟开放，我是指文化这一部分，我自己是觉得我们年轻这一辈其实会有一个很惶恐的情绪，因为就譬如说我们面对亚洲其他国家的时候，我们甚至是有一点点担忧的，就是我们的未来，因为看到其他国家不断不断的在进步，就是就文化这一块。但是这几年我觉得让我最兴奋的一件事，就是我觉得我们在这个台湾这个多元文化里面，我们吸收的不只是亚洲，就是包括欧美，就是全世界各地的戏剧文化，我们都会想要去吸收。
The past couple of years, because on the one hand we have all the talent that we have nourished, and on the other hand, a lot of our predecessors have started to train the next generation after they retire from performing. The next generation of actors became the pillar of the theater today. And because of Taiwan's freedom and openness towards culture, actually, I think our generation, we are anxious because we are comparing ourselves to the other nations in Asia. But the past couple of years, I am excited about our talent because Taiwan is a multicultural society and we want to absorb not just Asian, but Western and other nations' cultures.
At the end, both agree on one thing.
那么我们的表演，我们的东西不比别人差，我们的这东西绝对是比别人好，绝对绝对绝对。
Our stuff is definitely better than anyone else's. Definitely.
Moore sums it up when he says, culture is not investment or entrepreneurship. Culture is culture. It is the dignity and the honor of a nation. When we come back, we talk to the author himself and ponder about the 1970s, the intersection between authority and freedom, both politically and sexually. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Katagalan Project. I am your host, Ellie Thea. We have been talking about Crystal Boys, a new play at Taiwan's National Theater about a tribe of boys navigating Taiwan's gay subculture in the 1970s. But the story is also about authority. It is about how absolute authority was on the surface, but how fragile it was in truth.
畜生！你给我滚！你给我滚！
不要了，爸！
无耻！你不要你！你去死！
爸！
畜生！你滚！你给我滚！
A story about a father and a son, a boy and his love, a chieftain and his tribe, a society and its taboos. The novel that the play is based on was itself published in 1983 and describes the 1970s, a time when muttering the word freedom would get you a lot of trouble. It was a time of oppression, when any form of disorder and disobedience was prohibited, and authority was everything. Authority, however, was also beginning to crack under the immense pressures of history. In 1977, because of election tampering, angry protesters took to the streets in Zhongli. 2 years later, the government's authority would again be challenged by both the United States, which stopped recognizing Taiwan as a state, and the editors of the Formosa magazine, who organized a demonstration on Human Rights Day, only to be later arrested, tried before a military court, and sentenced to life in prison. Against this backdrop, the story in the novel was born. It is hard for any of us today to imagine being in that kind of society, much less being gay in that kind of society. We ask the author, Bai Xianyong himself, about how the society has changed since he first finished writing this story. The society has become much, much more progressive, for sure. Taipei is pretty much the most LGBT-friendly city in Asia. You would know. Being gay himself, he also had a father who was a well-known general and the Minister of National Defense when the ROC government fled to Taiwan in 1949. According to Bai, he never really talked much about his sexuality with his father, who was also a Sunni Muslim. However, one cannot help but wonder if the story of Ah Qing was an extension of his own experiences, or perhaps a meditation on what would have happened to him had he grown up at the cusp of a free society. If so, he must have a lot of thoughts on the recent same-sex marriage controversy. How does he feel about a free society, where LGBTs are visible and no longer considered outcasts, but conservative forces are still holding on to their prejudice and ignorance?
反对啊，对，这是一定的，因为是牵涉到家庭，我觉得每个人他不见得反对个人，懂我的意思吧？但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像，但是你好像 individual choices. But when it comes to family, parents, or the churches, they're going to be concerned.
He offered up his own take on religion in particular.
I think religion is not supposed to discriminate. And when they do, then they have gone off in a somewhat of a different direction. God doesn't discriminate, right?
But coming down from the heavens back to earth, he says, it is still all about understanding each other as people first. After formal authoritarian institutions are gone, it still takes ever more patience and vigilance for old habits and fears to go away, not just in politics and national identity, but in personal identity and family matters as well. Taiwan has progressed impressively, even if we cannot see the progress happening unless we zoom out to the time frame of decades and centuries. One thing is for sure, the story of Crystal Boys will always be there to remind us just how far we have come, and just how much farther we could go. I'm Alethea, and you have been listening to The Kategalan Project. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Kategalan Project, or find us on iTunes by searching for KETAGALAN Project. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time.